reputation precedes you.
I have to admit, I wasn't expecting an invitation back.
They're called orders, Maverick.
You are watching a sneak peek there of Top Gun Maverick. Of course, Tom Cruise starring in that, along with the upcoming Mission Impossible 7. But both of those films now having to take a backseat to the pandemic with yet another delay in its release date. Let's bring in Yahoo Finance's Ali Canal, who's been tracking all of that for us. And Ali, we were saying in the break that it's been 3 years since the film was first announced, and it's sort of been one delay after another because of the pandemic.
Yeah, and now with this Delta variant surge, once again, we're seeing Paramount really shake up their release slate through the end of the year. Top Gun Maverick, it was supposed to originally debut Thanksgiving weekend. Now that has been moved to May 27, 2022. As you mentioned, Akiko, close to 3 years after it was first announced. Now, because of that, Mission Impossible 7 will now be pushed to September 30th, 2022. And then finally, the studio is also moving Jackass Forever to release on February 4th, 2022, instead of the originally planned October 22nd, 2021. That's according to multiple reports. So Paramount really shaking up their slate, and it's leading to further questions whether or not we could see this with other studios, other types of films. Of course, we do have James Bond, No Time to Die, coming out in October. Now, MGM has spent a ton of money delaying this release over and over again. So pretty much 100% that is locked in for a theatrical only release in October. So that's certainly one thing that theaters are looking forward to. But we also have West Side Story. Potentially, we could see that be a hybrid release with Disney Plus, Spider-Man No Way Home, Eternals. We'll see if any of those films get pushed back. But, you know, it's uncertain times right now. I think theaters are in a wait and see mode. They've certainly been dealt blow after blow amid this pandemic. And now with this Delta surge, there's no telling what comes next when it comes to that release strategy.
And Ali, as we've been talking about up until this point in the pandemic, there's also the question of streaming. You mentioned that one's going to be exclusively theater only, but streaming kind of weighing on maybe the upside here for theaters as well, if people have the option to watch them at home. I mean, how do you see that dynamic playing out if these delays continue?
Yeah, and that's definitely what we saw with Black Widow. That was available on Disney Plus for a $30 rental fee, but was also in theaters. It did relatively well in theaters, but some analysts were saying it could have done even better if it was theatrical only. And if we take a look at some of those theatrical only releases, we have Free Guy, A Quiet Place 2, F9, they pretty much outperformed. So that is one good optimistic figure to go off of. I did speak to the chief analyst at Box Office Pro, Sean Robbins, and he told me that by and large, theaters have a glass half full approach. With Paramount, they don't have a big slate. They don't have a lot of franchises. Top Gun Maverick is probably the most important movie to that studio. So they can't take a lot of the risks that Disney can take, for example, because they have a lot more films. So although it's disappointing, it does make sense that they did decide to postpone. He told me that if by and large, the slate largely remains the same going forward through the end of the year, then they'll be in a pretty good space. Of course, there's been surveys out that women, parents, they've been a little more apprehensive to take their children to the movies. However, with that demographic between 15 to 40, largely male, they've been willing to go to theaters. And a lot of the movies that are coming out in the back half of the year are largely geared towards males. So I thought that was another interesting tidbit that he told me as well. And I was a bit surprised to see that theaters are pretty much optimistic at this point. We are in a much better place in this pandemic than we were 6 months ago, 1 year ago. Of course, with this Delta variant, you never know where things can go. And it's a sort of chicken and egg situation with these studios. Do we keep delaying and hoping that one day we'll be able to reach those 2019 levels? I don't know if we're ever going to get back there, but it's a risk-reward situation. And that's what a lot of these studios are grappling with. But overall, I think theaters are going into this saying, look, like, we have to just roll with the punches here. And if this largely remains the same, we should be okay, especially for these theatrical-only releases, because we've seen the ones in the past do pretty well, all things considered.
Yeah, and obviously, you know, the longer this lasts, the bigger those questions are. If you're an ape out there trading AMC, though, none of this means anything to you. You're in the stock regardless. Ali Canal bringing us the latest there on the theater front. Appreciate that.